Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Style Diaries podcast. And even more importantly, welcome to my very first mini-series. Over the next week, I have three fun mindset and style-packed episodes that I want to share with all of you that discuss topics such as gratitude, our belief systems, confidence, style, personal growth and evolution, and so, so much more. Going into a new year often means a lot of resolution making and goal setting, and I really want to make sure that you all have everything you need to create the most important and lasting changes in the coming year. If you didn't know, I am currently in the middle of launching my second program, The Confident Closet, and if you are someone who wants to make 2021 their year, the year you emerge from as the most confident, stylish, focused, and centered version of yourself, then this is absolutely the course for you. As you probably know by this point, I am obsessed with all things mindset and manifestation, as well as all things fashion and style, and I just so happen to have grown my confidence and self-love to unshakable levels over the years. I thought, why not put all of this into one course and share it with the world? It is way too good to keep to myself, and I know the lessons that I share in the Confident Closet will help so, so, so many of you make 2021 your most transformative year ever. So if you want to learn more about the course, head on over to jennyvolden.com/programs, and I will be sure to leave a link for you in the description notes of this episode. But without further ado, let's dive into the contents of this mini-series. Enjoy! Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Confident Closet mini-series, and welcome to episode 2. Today, we are talking all about confidence, something so incredibly important that I decided to put it into the title of my course. Now, there are probably a lot of you out there who are wondering, why confidence? Why should I be spending my time focusing on this? Why is confidence so important? Well, let me tell you why. The way we live our lives is directly correlated to our confidence levels. Every relationship we have, including the one with ourselves, the career we decide on, where we choose to live, every single decision that we make is connected to our confidence. You've probably never thought about it this way before, right? As sad as it is to say, confidence is almost somewhat of a taboo topic. Everyone tells you to have it. We hear things such as, confidence is key, confident girls are the prettiest girls, confidence is sexy, yada yada yada. But a lot of times, those who are confident end up being shamed for being so. Whether that shaming is done by society in general or the people you surround yourself with, when you feel confident in yourself and when you emulate confidence, it can be triggering for some. And this is a phenomenon known in psychology as projection, which I won't get into right now, but know that since this is the case, we need to take extra special care and dig a little deeper in regards to our confidence levels. So if every decision we make, if the sum of our entire lives can be connected to confidence, we want to make these confidence levels as high as possible, right? And this is where mindset starts to intertwine into this topic. In the last episode, I said I wanted to start by introducing mindset because it sets the foundation for everything else. When you've gotten your belief system into check, your confidence levels in that area of your life are going to start to follow suit. So, for example, say you've been struggling with insecurity over the way you present yourself to others. The first thing you want to take into consideration here is, what do your beliefs look like? Do you believe that you're worthy of having the attention of others? Do you believe that you are charming or charismatic or interesting to talk to? Once we get our beliefs in check, we can start to reinforce those beliefs through confidence, saying things to ourselves such as, I know that I am worthy of the attention of others. I know that I am charming. I know I am charismatic. I know I can hold interesting conversations. And hand in hand, our belief system and confidence levels mold our realities. Now, luckily, if you are not happy with what you're seeing in your current reality, or maybe you weren't satisfied with the journey you had in 2020, our reality is ever-changing. We get to decide what happens next. We get to decide how we feel about ourselves and our situation. You guys, the power truly does lie within you. So if your confidence levels are something that you want to work on in 2021, something that you want to transform your life with and surpass all of your wildest dreams and goals with, then I highly encourage you to check out The Confident Closet on my website at jennyvolden.com/programs. This was just the surface level, you guys. I take you way deeper in this course and give you exact steps and give you direction on how to navigate your change. The cart is open right now, and it will remain open until January 1st at 11:59 p.m., so definitely sign up if you have not already. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, this was the second episode in the Confident Closet mini-series on the podcast. I will be back with the third and final episode in this series in a few days, and until then, happy styling and cheers to 2021.